continues. This is Barry Gray, and we look back to 1947, November 5th, Duffy's Tavern. Happened on NBC with Archie, Finnegan, Miss Duffy, Eddie, and guests Rudy Vallee and Georgie Jessel.
It's Wednesday night, so we take you now to Duffy's Tavern with our guests tonight, George Jessel and Rudy Vallee, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner. Duffy's Tavern is brought to you by Bristol-Myers, makers of Itana toothpaste and Touché, the beforehand lotion. Two products that will pay you to remember. Itana for the smile of beauty, Touché for softer, lovelier hands. Itana, Touché.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me, Deed? Archie the man just picking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Yep, tonight's the big testimonial dinner. And guess who's coming down? Georgie Jessel. Yep, the famous spokesmaster and racketeur. Well, so the other people besides Jessel will be Crackpot O'Toole, the forger, Nitro McNulty, Machine Gun Vince Smite, Second Story Jackson, Rudy Vallee. Rudy Vallee, Duffy. Remember? Vaguely, huh? Oh, sure. He was a big radio star in the old silent days. Hey, before they talked on the radio. Duffy. Oh, sure. You remember. Remember the time you bought that crystal set? And you thought there was something wrong with it? Yeah, that's the guy. And Jessel is coming down to MC, the biggest testimonial dinner that Third Avenue has ever had. Who's it for? Me. Yeah, it's a surprise. Where's the surprise? I'm surprised. I never thought of it before. I'll call you back. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah,
Eddie, did you chill the champagne yet?
Chill it? I ain't even finished making it, yet.
You should have started making it yesterday, like I told you. Champagne should always be aged before it is served. Did you put out the finger bowls?
Yes.
With lemon?
Yes.
And individual straws?
Well, I knew I forgot something.
Well, be more careful in the future.
Say, Archie.
Just a minute, Miss Duffy. Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, see that the guests intermingle with each other. You know, start them circulating.
Certainly. Most of them are reviving already.
Now, what did you want, Miss Duffy?
I was just reading the guest list. I see Rudy Vallee's coming.
That's right. The pride of Yale University.
Good old Eli.
Yeah?
Archie, do you think I'm too young for Rudy?
Miss Duffy, I don't think you're too young for old Eli. Furthermore, I don't want you to... Wait a minute. Eddie.
Yes?
Eddie, I am desisted by the way you've set this table. Look. Look at them napkins.
What's the matter with them?
How many times do I have to tell you that napkins should always be folded with the clean side out?
How many times can we fold them with the clean side out? So particular about this dinner, anyhow?
Why? Because my whole future depends on this dinner, Eddie. You remember that beautiful French girl that I fell madly in love with last week? What was her name again? Renee?
Yeah.
Well, I just can't come out and tell her myself that I got looks and charm and brains, so I thought at this dinner I'd get guys like Vallee and Jessel to praise me.
What are you going to do?
I thought I'd just sit there and blush.
You worried about the competition with Mr. Jeffer and Mr. Vallee?
Worry. Couple of schmoes like them. Eddie, it'll be like Rennie and me being left alone on a desert island.
Go ahead.
Well, I leave it to you. If Lenny and me was left alone on a desert island and she had to make a choice, what do you think that choice would be?
Mrs. Webb? You got Mr. Devil and Mrs. Alley both coming down here tonight.
Well, I thought I'd have two MCs for this testimonial dinner. You know, the old adagio already. Two heads is better than one.
What?
Hello, Finnegan. Are you enjoying it? Hey, what's that adhesive tape doing on the top of your head?
Did he? Oh, I got a boil.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Maybe now your head will come to a head.
I don't see the point.
Just roll your eyes upward.
Hey, you're right, all right. Hey, boy, this is some party. I'm appetizing as well.
Well, thank you.
There's only one thing. What are them little things on the end of the toothpick?
Olives.
Well, they sure get in your way when you want to pick your teeth.
Do you suffer from dry scalp?
A little.
Then go soak your head. Stop bothering me, will you, please?
Well, hello, Archie.
Well, Georgie Jessel, glad to see you. Well, George, how does this tavern look to you after all of these years?
What are you doing, fishing for insults?
Very clever crack, considering it comes from a movie producer. By the way, how's things in Hollywood?
They're pretty good.
You like it, Arthur?
Oh, gosh, I like it a lot. I think it agrees with me.
Naturally. In Hollywood, everything agrees with the producer. Tell me, how's it going with Zanuck?
Oh, just fine. He's a wonderful man, Mr. Zanuck. Whatever success I've attained in Hollywood, I owe to him.
Yeah, huh?
I can thank him for everything that I have.
Yeah, huh? Hey, that's a nice pair of cufflinks you're wearing.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Zanuck gave them to me.
And them pearl studs.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Zanuck gave me those, too.
Mm-hmm. I think we ought to drink a toast to Mr. Zanuck, George.
I can't drink, Archie. Also.
Zanuck, huh? We have the same problem around here, except we call it Duffy.
Well, tell me, Arch, what's cooking here tonight?
And whatever it is, don't eat it.
Georgie, I'm giving a big testimonial dinner tonight, and that's why I asked you down. I figured after we eat, we could use a few antidotes.
On this, I would bet. Tell me, what particular subject would you like to have me talk about?
Me.
This should happen to Eddie Kent. Am I the only speaker here tonight, Archie?
No, I also invited Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley.
You remember the guy with the megaphone?
Oh, yes, the prehistoric Perry Como. Oh,
yeah, that's the guy.
No, I was only kidding, Archie. I've known Rudy ever since he was just a kid, just getting started in show business. I was back in the days of the Roaring Forties.
The Roaring what?
The Roaring Twenties.
Oh. One change? Was Rudy singing in them days?
What do you think they were roaring about?
Archie, I remember.
Wait a minute. Well, look who's here. Clifton Finnegan. Glad to see you again, Finnegan.
There seems to be some mistake.
George, better apologize. This dame thinks she's a Goldwyn girl.
She looks more like Goldwyn.
Archie, I think I've been insulted.
At your age, it's flattery. However, I shall come to your defense. Colonel Jessel, sir.
Yes, sir?
Sir, we all here in a tavern admit that Miss Duffy is powerful hideous. But we don't like strangers pointing it out.
Thank you, Archie.
Your servant, ma'am. Now, what was we talking about, George?
We were talking about Rudy Valley.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's change the subject. You made any new pictures lately?
Yes, I've just finished making a picture that I'm very proud of and one that I'm sure will be a tremendous hit.
Yeah, huh? What's the name of it, George?
It's called Nightmare Alley.
Nightmare Alley, huh?
George.
They've already stolen the plot.
Who is this guy? Finnegan, this is Georgie Jessel, the famous Toastmaster.
AC or DC?
Mr. Jessel is a well-known after-dinner speaker, a guy with a very quick wit and a nimble mind.
Oh.
You know, no matter what you say to me, I've lived a funny answer.
Oh, is that so? Mr. Jessel?
Yes?
What do you think of the weather?
Well, very nice.
Do you think it'll rain tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Might.
What else is new?
Nothing much.
You're right, Art. This guy's terrific. And he ain't even had dinner yet.
Now, these are children. Look, where's Rudy? Finally, we got to get this dinner started.
You know, friends, you know as well as I do that your dentist is the person qualified to tell you what's best for your teeth. And when your dentist recommends something for the care of your teeth, you can be certain it's the best advice you can get. For that reason, we know you'll be very interested in this. Ipana toothpaste is recommended by dentists 2-to-1 over any other toothpaste, according to a recent nationwide survey. So try Ipana yourself and see why it's so widely recommended. See how Ipana can help your teeth to a brightness, your smile to a loveliness you never thought possible. For Ipana really cleans your teeth. And followed by gentle gum massage, promotes the health of your gums. And listen how easy it is.
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana. Then gently massage the gums at the line where they meet the teeth.
You see, this gum line is important because we all need firm, healthy gums as well as clean, bright teeth to keep our smiles lovely. So do as so many dentists recommend. Use Ipana toothpaste for your Ipana smile of beauty.
Be impressed tonight. First, Jessel flatters me. Then, Valley flatters me.
That'll make a go for you, huh?
Eddie, I've never seen a dame yet that didn't fall for flattery.
Well, these are nice things they're going to say about you.
Yeah?
Who's writing the material? You?
Don't be silly. Rudy always says nice things about me.
Oh. Sort of a nasal appraisal, huh?
Well, if you must be alliterative,
Bonjour, Artie.
Well, Renee, bonjour. Comment some samovar. terrific dress you're wearing. That's what they call an off-the-shoulder, ain't it?
Yes.
Beautiful material. Let me feel it. Silk, ain't it?
Artie, that is not the material.
Oh. Sorry. Look, Rennie,
Archie.
Rennie, the gentleman who was just clearing his throat is Mr. Jessel. The gentleman who should be clearing his mind. Rennie, here would be a great bet for pictures, wouldn't she, George? Just take a look at it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's been done before. You know, young lady, I have an idea that would make a great combination.
What?
What's the French word for us?
Us? The word is nous.
Nous? I've been speaking French for years and I didn't know it.
Look, Rennie, not that I don't trust this elderly gentleman, but... I think you would find it safer to mingle with some of the other guests. I'll be with you in a nonce.
My time is your time, your time is my time.
Well, Rudy, let me take your coat. Hey, how come you ain't wearing a raccoon?
Molting season.
By the way, you know Georgie Jessel.
Oh, sure. Hello, George. Seen Dolores lately?
Yes, I was out with her last night. By the way, how's Carlotta?
Pretty good. Been seeing, Lorraine?
What ever happened to Valerie?
I was off until Thursday. How's, Marie?
Ha ha, pretty good. How's Phyllis?
Fine. I saw Cynthia last night.
Is that so? How is Cynthia?
Pretty good. Seen anything of Evelyn?
If one of these guys mentions Rennie, I'm going to punch him right in the mouth.
Just a second, Archie. Tell me, who's Rennie?
Rudy, stop watering at the mouth. Rennie happens to be the girlfriend that you're supposed to praise me in front of at the testimonial dinner tonight.
Praise you? Archie, do you think I would perjure myself for the sake of a measly dinner?
Measly dinner? Rudy, if you was to pay for it, this dinner would cost you 75 cents.
Archie, what do you want me to say about you?
We've known each other a long time, and, why don't you say the first thing that comes to your mind? You know, something that's close to your heart.
Believe me, this means a two-hour talk entitled Life Can Be Beautiful Without Spending Money.
Well, George, after all, a fellow likes to put a little something away for a rainy day.
Rainy day, $8 million. What are you expecting, a monsoon?
Fellas, please, stop insulting each other. You two guys could be here all night. We've got to get this testimonial dinner started.
Well, well, look who's here. Miss Duffy. And prettier than ever, may I add?
There seems to be some mistake.
Rudy, I hate to do this before dinner, but meet Clifton Finnegan, an alleged person.
A trailer for Nightmare Alley, no doubt.
Hey, Arch, is that an insult?
No, Mr. Valley is merely speculating on what you do for a living.
Oh, I pick up a few nickels and dimes here and there.
How?
I put chewing gum on my shoes.
Chewing gum, eh?
Sure.
I wonder. You put it on your shoes and, no, sounds too messy. I think I'd do better with a pick a note.
To pick a what?
To pick a note, Archie. It's my new musical instrument that I'm promoting.
Is that so? Well, tell me, Rudy, what is it like?
Very simple, George. Instead of playing notes, you just take this instruction sheet and follow the numbers.
Guess we'll need an instruction sheet to know how to follow numbers. Sorry, Judge. Well, what does this pick a note sound like, Rudy? Go ahead. Don't be modest. Show it. Well, what does this pick a note sound like, Rudy? Go ahead. Don't be modest. Show it.
One, two, three, four, two, three, four, three.
What lyrics? Better even, he should have stuck to the saxophone.
Did you
finished,
really
Rudy?
Did you like it, Archie?
Oh, I thought it was great. Yeah. Yes, sir. You know, if Beethoven was alive today, he'd turn over in his grave.
Well, thank you. Well, how about it, ladies and gentlemen? Who would like to buy the educational, entertaining, fascinating pick a note with the simple numeral note system? Speak up, please. $1.85.
Personally, I would prefer the RCA, Victor, console, radio, and phonograph with the golden throat tone system. Now, look, Rudy, leave us forget the picking out. Remember, you're supposed to be down here helping me to make an impression on my girl.
Come on, Arch, why don't you start eating? The fruit is delicious.
The fruit? Finnegan, that's the wax centerpiece you're eating.
No wonder the bananas taste so much like the peaches.
Oh, Soup Sign, well, come on, fellas, the dinner's starting. Now, don't forget, you two guys, give me a big build-up. Sure. Oh, Miss Duffy.
Yes?
It's time to eat. Finnegan, take Miss Duffy's arm.
But, Arch, I ain't that hungry.
Well, this guy thinks of us chewing the fat. Come on, everybody, we got to get this dinner started.
Say, Mr. Stewart.
Oh,
Oh, yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
Well, first, do you mind if I butt into Duffy's Tavern this way with a small question?
I wouldn't mind at all.
Well, last week I heard you say something about the Truchet touch, and I was curious. Just what is the Truchet touch?
Oh, that's easy. The Truchet touch is a softer, more velvety way hands feel after you've used Truchet. You see, Truchet is the beforehand lotion. A really different idea in hand lotion.
But why is Truchet so different?
Because you can use Truchet beforehand. Before you do dishes or light laundry. Before you put your hands in that hot soapy water.
But what's the point of that?
Because Truchet was made to guard hands. Guard them even while they're in hot soapy water. And so protect them from the damaging effect of water.
I see. But how about after my work? Can I use Truchet then, too, if I would use another hand lotion?
Sure, you can use Truchet anytime for every lotion need. But what makes Truchet really different from other hand lotions is that important Truchet extra. Beforehand protection when you need it most. So for those softer, lovelier hands you want, for the Truchet touch, why not begin today to use Truchet?
Now, get a load of what these guys got to say about me, Rennie. Well, everybody, leave us start the festivities. For he's a jolly good fella, for he's a jolly good fella. Come on, folks, join in. For he's a jolly good fella. Yeah. Eddie, you may begin reading the testimonial.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to begin this testimonial dinner to Mr. Archer by reading a message that was just received from the Department of Sanitation.
Sanitation Department. After all the trouble we've been having with them, too. What's the message, Eddie?
No message. Just a white flag. They surrendered.
Eddie, please. The telegram.
Oh, yes, yes. In honor of our host, telegrams have been pouring in from all over Third Avenue. And here it is. To Archie, 6 pounds, 7 ounces full of joy. If you aren't a girl, we hope you're a boy. Mine, Kristen Finnegan.
Finnegan, what's the idea?
Arch, number 12 was the only one I could afford.
Perhaps we should hear from Mr. Jessel.
I'm eating.
Oh. Well, then don't let me interrupt you.
Please do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you the next speaker, Miss Duffy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think the best manager we've ever had in the tavern, of which Archie has been the only one, is, I'm very proud to say, Archie.
Archie, this is a compliment?
You don't get the subtlety.
Mr. Chairman.
The chair recognizes Mr. Finnegan.
Well, it should. I've been sitting in it for years.
This is one of my oldest friends, Rennie. Listen to what he has to say about it.
Too Archie. Roses are red. Violets are blue. I like turkey roads. So do you.
See what I mean, Rennie? It's wonderful to have friends to say things like that to Basil.
What have they said?
Ain't you been listening? These guys love me.
I would like to propose a toast to me old friend Archie.
Oh, Clancy the cop. Get a load of this, Rennie.
First, I should like to say something about Archie's honesty. Let me put it this way. I would like to talk about his unquestioned integrity. He, no, that's not it either. Folks, there are very few people with real sincerity. And,
Would you like to try a different category?
Eddie, please, stop interrupting the epitaphs.
In conclusion, it is with great pleasure that I say, Archie is the one man you can point to and truthfully say, There goes Archie.
Tributes like this bring tears to me, I think. Well, who's next, folks?
Are you going to speak yourself, Archie?
Well, I might if I'm called on.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, comes the high point of the evening. I bring you a man among men. A man who is known to you all.
Thank you. Friends,
just a minute. A man of great talent, rare charm, and scintillating wit.
Thank you. As I.J. Fox once said...
Please. Well, so, folks, without further ado, I give you the man of the hour, Rudy Vallee.
Archie, I thought you were going to speak.
I can't now. I'm too choked up. Besides, I'm too modest.
Hi-ho, everybody. It is with great pleasure that I speak tonight about something which is dear to my heart. As we walk through life, we find that there are many qualities that make for success.
Good already.
Let's analyze those qualities. What are they? Popularity.
Yes.
Universal appeal.
Yes.
The ability to make friends.
True.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I would like to introduce you...
Get this, Rennie.
I'd like to introduce you to the pick-a-note.
All the boys will hold your order. I thank you.
Archie, I thought they were going to talk about you.
I guess they're saving me for the after-dinner speeches.
Oh, Eddie, please pass the gravy.
Now, I'm sorry, Officer Clancy, but Mr. Colucci just spilled it all over his vest.
Well, then pass Colucci.
Friends, I would like to introduce our next speaker. This man has always been known as a great wit. But tonight he has a serious message.
Well, folks,
I give you America's famous master of ceremonies, Mr. George Jessel.
Well.
Nunu, everybody, and thank you, Rudy. We are gathered here tonight with but one purpose in mind. I know how Archie, our guest of honor, feels about these things, and how he would hate to have me elaborate on the subject at this time.
Not at all, George. Go ahead. Collaborate.
But it is a subject that is very close to my heart. I know that you will all forgive me for saying that Nightmare Alley is the greatest picture that I've ever made.
They're kidding me. The big twist will come any minute, Renee.
And I have a big surprise. Everybody here tonight is invited to a special showing of Nightmare Alley around the corner at the Fox Theater.
Oh, George, you can't take these people out of here. They ain't made me speak yet. Miss Duffy, Rudy, you can't do this to me. Wait a minute, Renee.
Good night, Archie.
You mean you're going to leave me to go out with Valley and Jessel?
Sorry, Archie.
But you're too young for him, and you're too old for him. All right. Go ahead. Get out of here, all of you. Leave me alone, you sunny weather friends. Desert me in my hour of need. Archie, the sucker. The wise guy that fell for a rag and a bone and a hunk of hair. Now look at him. Alone. Sprained. Jilted.
I ain't jilted, George.
Oh. Finnegan, you didn't go with the rest of them, huh?
Of course not, Arch. You think I'd leave me old pal? Desert the kindest, nicest guy I ever knew?
Fine thing. Now somebody comes up with a compliment.
This is the time of year for colds. You might even say this is a cold sneezing. So if you're suffering from one right now, listen. Get real quick relief from your cold discomfort with Minute Rub, a really modern chest rub. Rub Minute Rub on the throat, chest, and back. In a minute, Minute Rub's soothing menthol vapors begin to clear that stuffed up feeling in the nose and throat. Helps bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching muscles. And listen, Minute Rub is greaseless and stainless. So get a tube of Minute Rub and get quick relief from annoying cold misery the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. It's time now to leave Duffy Savage for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next Wednesday when our guest will be Dinah Shore. George Jessel appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of Gentleman's Agreement. Rudy Vallee can now be seen in the RKO picture, The Bachelor and the Bobby Foxer. Until next Wednesday then, this is Jay Stewart reminding you that for the smile of beauty, remember Ipana toothpaste. And for softer, lovelier hands, remember Touche, the beforehand lotion. Each Wednesday, Bristol Myers bring you Duffy Savern and Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
There is a fifth dimension.